League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another podcast, the Tays and Ginge off-stream podcast. And we've got a brand new sign behind us in the Manchester studio.
The production's increasing.
Yeah, it has.
You keep getting me with a hello.
Why?
Because when you're doing your intro, again, I try to
mimic it, yeah.
That I do, and you keep adding new words.
What did I add last week?
And it's f***ing pissing me off.
Oh, right, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
All right, just ladies and gentlemen from now on.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gents, welcome into the podcast. Sorry for the hostile approach there from Tays. I don't think you meant that.
I didn't.
There's a few topics that need discussing. And I'd also like to say that sign is absolutely fantastic compared to what we did have. So thank you. But now the first thing that we're going to talk about is the Pope.
Oh, yeah.
The Pope.
Rest in peace, Pope Francis.
Yep. And there is a new Pope that has been elected. And I'm not sure if you would have known this. Which, let's be honest and quite frank, you definitely don't. When you are elected as a pope, you can actually change your name.
I did know that.
You didn't know that?
Yes, I did.
You didn't?
Yes.
How did you know anything to do with that?
Because I'm a Catholic.
Spell Catholic.
C-A-T-H-O-L-I-C.
Fair play. Nice.
I'm not thick.
Thick. You are quite thick.
No, you're thick. I'm not getting
into it. Don't be so hostile at the start.
I'm not.
Relax.
All right, okay, I'm being nice. But yeah, I did know that. I did know that the Pope. And did you know the longest time they've ever took to pick a Pope?
What, this one?
No.
But oh, like, just in general?
Yeah, it's a long process.
It is a long process because they've all got to agree.
But they've done this one in about a week, so.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But the reason I brought it up is because if you were to become Pope, what would you change your name to? Because Mikey's not a good name for a Pope. Mikey's not a good name in general.
Pope Michael? No?
Is that what you'd have?
Probably. That's the first one that's come into my head right now. Oh, have you read a communion?
No, I was not part of any communion.
Was you not baptised or anything?
Wasn't baptised, no.
Okay, so I was. And my when you do your communion, you get to pick like a Catholic name.
Yeah.
That you add onto your name.
Right, okay.
So, obviously, my full name is Michael Joseph Taylor.
Right, so Joseph is the Catholic name?
No, it's my middle name. But then, you add a Catholic name in, and I picked Andrew.
So, your name is Michael or Micah Joseph Taylor Andrew?
No, Michael Joseph Andrew Taylor, if you add the Catholic name in, but you don't really do that.
Are you actually Catholic?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you not?
No.
Have you not seen it in my car? I have rosary beads in on my... Wimmer.
I didn't know that was Catholic, anything to do Catholic though. What beads?
Rosary beads.
Oh, that's weird because Heather's got some beads, but they're not coloured that. I think if I was to become Pope, I would change. What would you reckon I'd change my name to?
Ooh.
Pope Morgan doesn't. I don't
like. You can't. It's got to be a Catholic name. It's got to be like. I swear it's got to be one of the disciples' names. Am I right?
I'll trust you, but
I don't think it might be a disciple name. I don't know.
But this is hypothetically, so I'm going to have any name.
You can't do that.
I can. Pope Sebastian.
I think, no, that's, you can do that one.
Are you allowing me to have that one?
No, you like that. I think that's the Catholic name.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like the name Sebastian. And if I was to have a son, I'd call him Sebastian.
Would you?
Yeah.
But then you just got to think of Seb Zed.
That is true.
you know what I mean? Yeah. Do you think that people that you know affect names that you're going to call your child?
Yeah, because I'm not going to name my child Charlie. I'm not going to name it JK. I ain't going to name it John or Johnny. I ain't going to name it Salim. I ain't going to name it Micah.
Why not going to call it Salim?
Because I already know someone who's called Salim.
All right.
Do you know what I mean? Don't try and twist and don't try none of that shit. But no, if I had a girl, I don't know what I'd name the girl. I think if I had a girl, I would name it her, sorry, Liana or something like that. No?
How would you raise your daughter? Would you because there's different approaches to raising a daughter, isn't there?
Yeah.
Would you want her to tell you everything as she's growing up? Like, I'm talking when she's getting to like 18, 19, when she starts having boyfriends. Would you like to start being honest with you with her sex life and stuff like that?
Okay, I'm not sat there with it in my hand, mate. No,
obviously not.
What the hell are you about?
No, I'm saying, would you want that relationship with your daughter where she can tell you things like that?
Well, yeah, she can tell whatever she wants.
So she comes on.
But there will be repercussions.
Dad got fucking shagged last night.
No, that's not going to happen, though, is it? That's not going to happen.
Oh, my ass is killing.
No, that's not happening. But if she had any questions or she wanted to discuss anything, I'm more than happy to
have a
conversation.
What approach would you go with? So would you say, listen, as long as you're practicing safe sex,
As long as it's safe and you're not
have as much as you want.
Do what you want, have fun, go out there.
Sleep with as many people as you want.
What, listen, I don't want it looking like a wizard's sleeve, right? But but I think overall, yeah, I think as long as she's happy and everyone else is happy, that's all I'm happy about.
Would you call your daughter out on, you know, being a bit too active or not?
No, because again, it comes back to the society thing, doesn't it? If I had a son and his body count at the age of 18 was 22, everyone was probably thinking society-wise, oh, go on, lads, you player. Whereas my daughter did that, they'd go, slag. Society. Whereas I wouldn't, because she's just as much as a player as he is. So, do you know what I mean? I'd probably buy her a T-shirt, give us a five, and I'll flash my tits. And she, do you know what I mean? Just little bits like that, just to show that you're not.
Is that why you were saying before we started? I can't wait to start giving my daughter fivers.
Oh my!
Is that why you were saying that? It all makes sense now. It actually all makes sense.
Nah,
you fucking weirdo.
Okay, brilliant. No, that's absolutely.
I just wanted to see your approach on things. No,
it's all right. Cheers for that one. Another topic: Tory Lanez. Now, I'd never heard of a guy before we got briefed on this. Right, Tory Lanez has apparently been stabbed. Now, I've also been told about this story that not a good guy. He's been stabbed whilst he's in prison, apparently.
There's like loads of controversy about this, I believe, on like TikTok and stuff. So he's supposed to have shot, has shot, because he's in jail for it, Megan Thee Stallion,
right,
which is another rapper, female rapper,
yep,
from America.
How long ago?
Oh, what's that? 2-3 years ago? Yeah. 2 years ago.
Right, okay.
So he was saying he didn't. He said he didn't shoot her, but he's gone to trial or whatever, and he's gone to jail for it. I believe they were seeing each other at the time.
Right, okay.
An argument's kicked off. I don't know the ins and outs, I'm not going to lie. Uh-huh. I really don't know the ins and outs. I just know
I'd be worried if you did, to be honest.
Yeah, I just know the face value of what I've seen or heard. And so don't like get on me if I don't say anything wrong. But yeah, apparently they were seeing each other. He come round to her house or she come round to his. They had a bit of an argument. They're supposed to have been having a bit of a physical fight, right, over something. Next thing, a gunshot's gone off. She's been shot in her foot.
Oh, so she's alive?
Yeah, she's fine. But apparently she got shot in her foot. She said he shot her. I believe there was a party of people there. It was a party going on. Next thing, she's been shot. He said, I didn't shoot her.
Yeah.
Da-da-da. She's saying he shot me.
Well, bullet residue. Do you know what I mean? I've role-played as a cop for years now. I know it all. Check for fingerprints. Check for gun residue on the floor. Check for gunpowder on the clothing. GSR them. Do you know what I mean? There's gunshot residue is the actual name to use. And
that's why you have a petrol bath.
Pardon? Yeah.
What?
You are.
I'm saying that's why you have a petrol bath.
Well, I have bath in petrol?
Yep.
And that gets rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not surprised you know that? That is, honest to God, if you'd have told me a random fact and you told me that, I'd say, I'll be honest, that is you. That is you in a nutshell. You ain't going to tell me that the giraffe's got the world's longest neck out of all the animals, are you?
Yeah, because I would know that.
No, you wouldn't, because that's also false.
You don't have the longest neck. It definitely does.
No, it doesn't.
What does?
Heinz. Heinz Baines, Twitch streamer.
He does. Twitch. He was on Sidecast.
Yeah, he was on Sidecast, so yeah. Probably, I'd love to get him on air, but he'd probably need paying.
He would definitely.
If he's been on Sidecast, his price is going to be high.
He's going to milk this clip.
Hey, James, you want me to go on our stream? No, I don't.
I don't mind going on. I won't even charge you.
He has quite a good accent, that.
Thanks.
But no, speaking of being inside, if you were to, not the show I was on, if you were to be inside prison, what do you reckon it'd be for?
Oh, mine inside, huh?
Nah, that boat sailed now, mate.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, hopefully it has.
Say that again, sorry.
What would you think that you'd have gone to prison for? What's the one crime?
Ooh, gone to prison for. What do you think yours would be first? Just while I have a think.
Me, I reckon disturbing the peace.
Being loud, streaming.
Yeah.
You're not going to go jail.
No, but I mean, like, I've said something as a joke in the middle of a street. Someone's kicked off and said, that's disturbing the peace. And by the law of the book, I have, and I've been arrested. Right. Or pissing.
Oh, having a
piss in a plant.
I fucking knew I could smell something.
No. No, that was for 2 weeks ago. Anyway, that's someone else's. What do you reckon yours would be?
It's hard, this.
And if I was inside, how long do you reckon I'd last?
You?
Yeah.
Well, you're pretty cute. You're pretty cute.
Listen, I don't mind getting passed about as long as my time in there is okay.
Right. Wait, is that what you do?
What?
Genuinely. So let's pretend we're in jail now.
All right.
Right? Bit of role play. No, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. So we're in there now, yeah?
Yeah.
Yo, you that angry ginge?
Yeah, do you say?
Right, listen to me.
Yeah.
We can have a problem in here, yeah? This can be a very easy time or it can be very hard.
Oh, I don't want an hard time, mate. No, just do whatever you want.
No, listen to me. You got a few quid, you ain't you?
No, listen, I'm on prison.
Yeah, I know, but in your bank at home you do. So what I'm going to do, yeah? I'm going to write down my fucking mum's bank details, right? Yeah. I'm going to come back in 2 hours, I'm going to pass it through your door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want 10 grand sent into every month, right? Yeah. And your time here will be easier.
All right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Is that fine?
No, not really, no.
So you're not going to do it?
No.
You're not?
No, I'm not. Because what you don't need to know, Mark, right, is that money isn't mine. It's the GING Foundation.
I don't give a fuck.
And it's a charity.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't have access to that money.
Well, listen, you got to make it work, yeah?
Or where do you want to get a 10 grand from,
Mark? I'm going to make your fucking time here very fucking hard.
No. I'll tell you what, Mark. 2 blowies and a bum in a month. And I'll be honest with you, that's me flat out.
3 blowies, 2 bummins, and a kiss.
5 bummins, that's your final offer. No blowies.
4 bummins, 1 blower.
Done. Cheers, Mark. I'll see you Tuesday.
See you.
And that's how the negotiations can be done.
Right,
you don't always have to be the top dog where you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes,
right.
Look at Arsenal, just settle for second best.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, they're not winning anything. Do you know what I mean? Just enjoy the bit of they're not winning anything, they're shit, everyone knows they're shit, but they're rapper. Exactly. They've got Champions League. If I have to be bummed, but I'm still qualifying for top four, I'll be bummed.
Will you?
Yeah, because I don't mind it. And that goes for United as well. I'll take a bumming so we go top four.
You would?
Oh. I would take a bumming off the team.
All right, put it this way. I have to bum you.
What's that gonna do?
Just because we're in the room together.
Right.
I have to bum you. Yeah. Until completion. For United.
Well, there's no other point in doing it.
For United to get top four.
No.
For United to win the league?
Done.
Really?
I promise you that'll be done.
Really?
I promise you. Because I'm not thinking of myself here. I'll take the 3 minutes, right? Yeah, it won't be an enjoyable 3 minutes.
I will last 3 minutes on you.
Not with my ass, mate. Probably about 2, but it's all right. No, genuinely. listen, right? And I mean this. I'm not thinking of myself here. I'm thinking of all the United fans all over the world. millions, if not billions. We're talking Asia. We're talking Australia. We're talking UK. We're talking America. We're talking everywhere. And all them are now celebrating us winning our 21st league title, right? Because I've been bummed for 2 minutes. I'll take it. I'll take it, just so we can all celebrate it. Because I'll forget about the bumming in 2 weeks. I'll go to hypnotist. You have not been bummed. 3, 2, 1. You're back in the room. Fucking hell, my ass is all right.
I don't think I'd do much damage anyway, to be honest with you.
No, you probably wouldn't from what I've heard. Anyway,
your arsehole's already gaping.
Oh. It's what, sorry, pin? The word before that?
What? No gaping.
Oh, right, okay. Actually, while we're on the topic of United, it is the Europa League final next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Oh, you won't have a fucking clue about these, will you? So these competitions in Europe, there's a final.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I'm not really used to them. I usually watch like the Champions League stuff. So go on. What? Bring it down to me again.
Yeah. So we're in a European final, and not our first one.
Why he's not in the Champions League? Just break that down to me, like.
I could. We've already won it 3 times. So it's boring. So we're trying to win Europa League for the second time.
Have you ever experienced that?
Winning the Champions? Yeah, 2008.
Okay.
Is that all right, yeah?
Yeah, that's fine.
That was perfect. So, yeah, it's a European final, Tottenham versus us. Honest prediction, who do you think will win?
I reckon United will win.
Okay. I think United will win. I'm hoping United win. I'm praying United win. But I also think Spurs' team is better.
You do?
Yeah.
Though, they just got no bottle.
No, but at one point they have to change that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Ange has come out and said, come on, mate. I always win things in my second year. And this is his second year, and he's in the final. Ruben is 16th in the league. Really could do with this. So we get Champo to save our season. Potentially his career in terms of the job.
Got to go there and give him a proper Ruben hammering.
And what does that mean?
A hammering.
Ruben hammering, but give him a Ruben hammering. I like that.
No, it's just like Cockney slang. Ruben Anarim rhymes with hammering. So it's like Cockney. Just forget it.
You're good with lyrics. Have you ever tried music? Just before we do go any further, a quick thank you to Sailor, who are sponsoring today's episode.
Sailor is a new eSIM service app. It has affordable eSIM plans in over 190 countries. I did use it last time I was on holiday and I will definitely be using it again.
It's super easy. All you need to do is download the app, buy a plan, install the eSIM, and you only need to download the eSIM once, not for every single country.
Just follow the instructions on the app before your trip, then it will be activated right away when you land.
Save time. Avoid scams and stay connected everywhere with this eSIM.
It's compatible for iOS and Android devices and there's chat support available 24/7.
Just download the Sailor app from your app store or scan the QR code on screen. Then once you've done that, use code TASEGINGE for 15% off your first purchase.
Now, let's get back to the episode. GTA 6 trailer has dropped.
It has. Oh my god, that trailer. The second trailer, by the way, because they've extended it. Robbie, yeah. Oh, thieving bastards, getting our hopes up, thinking it'll be this fall or this summer, and then they're extending it till next year. May, I think it's May the 26th next year.
You know, we know he's a GTA fan. Fucking
yeah, up. I am. Mate, that's what built me crazy.
We have been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah, we have. 100%.
A very, very, very long time. Yep. Was you happy with the trailer?
Yeah, I was. Didn't see much for GTA Online, but the story mode seems good. And there's also a section there where it is actually shows like a cop speaking and stuff like that. So I think there might be a segment in it where you can actually play as a cop, which would be unbelievable. And for all the GTA fanatics that are watching or listening, this will be probably the greatest game to ever grace our planet, other than obviously the extended GTAs if they continue. Or I think it will fall second. Now, don't get me wrong, I think GTA is the better game, but if we're thinking in terms of franchises, if we're thinking in terms of longevity, because this is going to be a new game, obviously GTA 5 was absolutely amazing, it still is now. I think the only game that comes close to GTA is Minecraft.
Ooh.
Minecraft's been out for how many years? Ooh. Been taken over. It's got updates left, right and centre. People still play it now, just as many people. And don't think they ever need a Minecraft 2.
They don't. They definitely don't need a Minecraft.
Do you know what I mean?
Because you couldn't really change much without keeping that.
Exactly. What are you going to do? Make everything a circle? Don't work.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I agree with that. But what I do think, when you said about the cop stuff, I think with how much you'll know about this, the GTRP did well. I feel like they're going to put the blockers on that kind of right. by making this game basically an RP.
No, they won't, because they've actually bought RP now. So they own it.
I feel like that was just a business move anyway.
Yeah, but they've bought that, so I think when they do the role play.
But that's like, for example, brands like Nike or Adidas, when there's up and coming brands that are smashing it, they will buy them brands, run them to the ground, and still you buy your competition and get rid of it.
Right, okay, interesting.
You could be right though, you could be right. But I feel like that was just to, in the meantime thing, because look, we've still got another year until.
Yeah, we've still got another year. The two main characters, I believe, were someone called Justice and Lavila or something like that. Is it on there? Jason and Lucia, sorry. Jason and Lucia. Lucia's a bit of a bad bitch, bit of a bad girl. And then you've got Jason, who's a bit of a fucking rebel. I believe he's a fucking gangster.
Have you seen what the conspiracy theories, what people are saying about him?
Go on.
They're saying they believe he might be an undercover cop.
Is it?
Because the way that he's holding the gun on the trailer and the picture, it's like a trained professional.
What if he's just gone to a lot of fire ranges? Because bear in mind, it is in America.
And it does say on his background that he was in the army. So, but then it's also the thing of...
Well, if he's in the army, that's why he's holding the gun like that.
Exactly, but then he could have been undercover fed. That was like the...
I don't think he'll be an undercover fed, but I think it's going to be just unreal. I don't care what it is. I think it's going to be unreal.
Did you see the conspiracy about the birds?
No, go on.
So, on GTA 5, I'm not very clued up on GTA 4, right? But GTA 5...
Shout out, Nico.
What?
He was the main guy.
Oh, okay. In GTA 5, there was two birds next to each other on the picture, and that's because they were saying goodbye to two characters.
Right, okay.
Right? But on the GTA 6 one... There's three birds. So they're saying, is that saying goodbye
to Franklin, Michael and Trevor? Oh. But Michael, who acts as Michael, the guy, he has come out on a TikTok or a video saying, just trust it'll be worth the wait. So I think he might be involved in it.
Yeah, he probably will be. He probably will be.
I think, because I've actually never played the story mode for GTA 5.
What?
I've never finished it.
You've not? Oh my god,
Jackie, have you done it?
You know about the
No, don't ruin it.
No, don't ruin it. It's been out fucking 15 years.
Yeah, but I'll still play it.
No, I'm just saying it gives you get an option to rather kill.
Oh,
Franklin,
no,
Michael,
no,
or Trevor.
No, do your fuck.
Or there's a fourth option to keep them all alive, but do like the hardest mission ever.
Oh, I'm doing the mission.
I know.
Yeah,
you got to fight Merryweather.
Done. Because I've got Leicester, so I'll just call them off.
No, we can't do that.
Well, I will and I can, so I don't know what to do.
Also, I seen a thing on TikTok where they were saying about GTA Online. Imagine it starts with the new one has to kill your old character.
Wow. That would hit deep.
How emotional would that be?
That would hit deep.
You've got your old character's gun on his head there and you have to kill him.
Do you know what I remember at the start of the GTA Online? Because GTA 5 came out and then they had to wait three months for GTA Online.
Yeah.
And I remember people going on buying all these accounts with like 40 million on level 4,000. And I just thought, wow. And I actually did something similar. 8-ball pool.
You bought an account?
Nope. I paid an Indian guy to go on my Facebook, £3. And I've got about 750 million coins. Honest to God, best £3 I've ever spent. And I think I've still got his number. Let me see. And I'll ring him and see if he answers. Let's do a role play. I've just rang him, mate. Answer the phone.
Hello?
Oh, no.
No, wait. Why was that not right?
I've still got him, mate. 8-ball pool.
Why was that not right? Ring him. Let me talk.
That's his profile. No, you're not ringing him.
Why?
And let me tell you what date this was, hang on.
Let me ring him.
No, you're not ringing him.
Why?
This was 22nd of Feb, no, 2020.
No, because I need an 8-ball pool account, so let me ring him.
Nah, chill.
No, go on.
You're not ringing him, because he might. No.
No, genuinely, I need an 8-ball
pool. No, because he's still got access to my account.
I'm not good. I promise you I'm not saying anything bad. No. I want to ask you about my account.
No, you're not asking about your
please,
account.
Please.
This is his bio. Go on. My life is game. Game is my life. 8-ball pool is my second love. Second love and life.
Let me ring him.
You're not ringing him.
Don't be tight.
All right, Adrian, can answer the phone like you're in.
Hello?
No.
Why in it?
Don't want to put any effort in, we'll leave it.
No, you tell me how he'll answer the phone then.
I don't know, I never rang him.
Please let me ring him.
You're not ringing him.
Why?
But you're not ringing a random Indian guy off my phone.
No, I promise you, I won't say anything bad. I want to get my 8-ball pool, see if he does.
Right, well, I'll send you his number and you can ring him off your phone.
Go on then.
Right, I've sent you his number now.
What's his name?
I don't have a clue. Take a guess. What would your guess be?
Mark.
Come on.
What do you mean by
that?
The guy's
name's Mark. Yeah, why? No. I said take a guess. He said Mark.
Do I have to phone him on WhatsApp?
You phone him whatever you want, mate. I don't think his name's going to be Mark.
Mike, what do you reckon his name is?
Mohammed.
It's the most popular name in the world.
In India?
You've asked what his name is. I've gone for the most popular name in the world and I've took a pun.
It's not the most popular name in the world.
Mohammed is the most popular name in the world.
Is it?
What name is the most popular name in the world?
According to parents, the data revealed some interesting overarching themes across the world with Maria.
He just answered. I don't know if he answered. And then he ended it. No answer. He's typing.
He's typing? Try and get a voice note.
Why is he not answering? He just put a question mark. I'm ringing him. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, you okay, mate? Hey, I got your number off Morgan Birtwistle. And I'm just ringing about an 8-ball pool account.
Pool account? Do you want pool account?
Sorry?
Do you want 8-ball pool account?
Yes, please.
Which kind of account you want?
Platinum.
Means which kind of account do you want?
Have I got the right...
Coin account,
the Facebook. Have I got the right number? What's your name, mate?
Bro, please send me a message. I can't hear you properly.
Have I got the right number? What's your name, mate?
What is my name? Are you asking that?
Yeah,
I am good of coin, bro. I am a 8-ball pool coin seller.
Alright, okay, perfect. Okay. Yeah, I'll message
you. Send me a message, bro.
Alright, cool, mate.
Ask him how much he charges.
He's gone.
I told you, one of the goats of the world. Ever drop my name in it again, my government name, and I'll fucking genuinely walk or jump across this room and slice your fucking head open.
With what?
My elbow.
Right.
Don't ever try and take the piss out of me again. And another fact, I've recently been training with Tom Aspinall, and I know. Can I give you a leg kick?
Yeah. No. Yeah, if you want.
Can I?
Don't do it hard though.
I will do it in the end.
Okay.
But I know the technique.
Do you?
Yeah. And good luck, mate.
Really?
Because I'm hard as fuck.
Are you?
And I mean it, I'm hard.
You look a bit like Tom Aspinall.
Yeah, I'm built like him. I think he's 6'5", 6'2", but he said, I'll leave it for the video. But enough about me, how about you? You've had some interesting changes to your life recently, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
Do you want to expand on one of them, or would you like me to pick them off?
Yeah, no, I'll do them. I changed my hair.
Yes. I said nice.
What other changes to my life?
Changes to your life. There must
changed
be some.
My barber.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Did change my barber.
Yeah.
Changes.
Where are you living now? You still living in the same place or?
Oh no.
All right. Have
just
you
just moved in to an apartment?
Oh, wow.
In Manchester City Centre.
Really?
Yeah.
With who?
With NYK Chazza.
Who's that?
Just this chubby kid who like plays games. Greece.
Right, okay. How do you know him?
I met him through Girth and Turf.
I've heard that. It's made me nice, isn't it? It's made me good, that.
It is good. Why have you got your feet out?
I can
smell them.
Yeah, because it's sweaty, mate. I took my Crocs off.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cheers. Just because trainers are different to Crocs. Because obviously, the Crocs actually meant to have air vents in.
How big are your feet?
Size 12.
You must have a right dick on you.
Actually, ma'am. Come on, you set me up there. You set me up.
I did.
So tell me about the apartment then.
Yeah, we've moved in together. We did offer you to move in with us.
Yeah.
But you said you couldn't think of anything worse.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's just good. I feel like, first of all, it's good to live with someone who's also on a grind.
Yeah.
It motivates you to do more.
A different grind to what you're used to as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
Because you're used to that sort of grind.
I've never smoked weed in my life.
And yeah, genuinely, no one here is believing that.
I haven't. I genuinely haven't.
Yeah, no, I believe you.
No, rule number four.
Rule number four?
You never get high in your own supply.
What's rule number one, two, and three?
You want me to get into it?
I'd love you to.
Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, because you know. You know what, Biggie Smalls?
I've heard of him, never met him.
He's my most favourite artist of all time.
You like music?
Yeah.
Nice.
What's that face?
I'm just trying to get that iPad. I couldn't see it.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. I'll just read you the lyrics.
So read us the lyrics, because playing the song will get the whole video copyrighted.
Right.
He's new to this, as you can tell.
Right. I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal. There's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get. To get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, because you know the cheddar breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. You get your ass stuck up.
Oh, shit.
Rule number two, never let them know your next move. You didn't know that was coming.
No, I didn't.
That's rule number two. Don't let them know bad boys move in silence or violence. Take it from your highness. Do you want rule number three?
Yeah, rule number three, go on.
Rule number three, never trust nobody. Your mum set that ass up, probably gassed up.
Oh, shit.
Put it to mask up. Shit for that fast buck. She'd be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. And then rule number four. I know you've heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Rule number five.
No, we're not doing all the rules, mate. Fuck it off now.
Never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce. Tell them bounce.
Oh, shit. Nah, that Biggie's quite good, I can't lie.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Is he still releasing music or?
This guy, you're so unculturized. He's died.
Biggie?
He got shot.
I thought it was Tupac.
They both got shot. They was having...
Both American?
He was having a feud.
World's gone mad.
No, they're both dead.
World's gone mad. Rest in peace to Biggie and Tupac as well.
Thanks.
And Amy Winehouse.
Anyone else you want to fucking throw in there?
Yeah, Pope Francis. Right then. As I was saying before, what's it like living above your girlfriend?
Right, so there was, you're not going to believe this, but when Chazza was texting me, asking me to pick an apartment, he asked for some options, so I've sent him like four or five different, actually you will know because you was in the group chat.
Yeah.
I've sent over like four or five different apartments, all in different places.
Yeah.
And he comes back and says, this one will be the best, it has the best building.
Yeah.
Has the best stuff in it, has the pool, which you don't get in, I think it's like one of the only ones in Manchester.
Right, okay.
That have like a pool, a gym, sauna, steam room, has like a karaoke room.
Nice.
A
you don't need to go to the studio anymore.
Exactly. A cinema.
Nice, yeah.
In there. So yeah, it has stuff like that. And it happened to be her Heather's building.
Coincidental.
Yeah. So obviously I've said to him, that's Heather's building, and I'm not gonna lie, the whole reason that I'm like moving out and stuff is to be concentrated, no distractions and stuff. And he was like, yeah, but that would be good because he can get his girlfriend up and stuff like that. He'll put less pressure on not being able to see his girlfriend. So I was like, oh yeah, that's fair. And to be fair, there's no distractions. I'm in my own floor. I've got my own stuff going on. But it makes it easier. So, for example...
what floor does Heather live on?
Jump to tell the world.
Yeah, I'm just curious. What floor?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Well, I already know anyway.
Wait, how do you know?
Come on. Don't play stupid games. Listen, don't get high on your own supply. Remember that, Biggie Smalls.
This fucking guy. This is what I have to deal with. Anyway, yeah, it's good because I can stream till like 12
yeah, nice.
At night and then still see her. So it's pretty convenient.
Still got her weighing, haven't you? Fucking hell, just get rid of her.
I've clocked something. You're jealous.
Jealous of?
You're jealous of Heather coming in between me and you.
No, she probably won't come in between, probably on top of me. Right, you, I've heard, are getting into cooking. Oh, you did a cooking stream.
I love HelloFresh.
Oh, no free promo.
I love them.
No free promo.
Love them. Absolutely love them.
But no, so how did you cook? You did a cooking stream. How did it go? What did you cook?
I didn't do a cooking stream. I actually did with Chazza. I did a cooking stream with Chazza. Sorry. Yeah, I did a cooking stream with Chazza. We cooked steak.
Right.
We cooked steak. And did we have rice? I think we had rice.
You did a cooking stream. And you cooked a steak that's 3 minutes either side and a fucking Uncle Ben's that you chuck in the
microwave. Oh, we also made chicken fidgets.
Goujons.
Goujons.
That you put in the air fryer for 12 minutes, 180 degrees.
Yeah.
What a shit. Oh, that's no longer being called a cooking stream.
Yeah, I agree.
That is a fucking load of
but what
tripe.
What I did do on YouTube, I did Taze on YouTube. We made... prison foods from around the world and then tried them.
Alright, who did you go to find out what they cook in prison?
Really?
Who did you ask?
Is that what you're doing now?
What?
Is that what you're doing? Okay, that's what he's doing. Who did you go to learn how to ride a bike? Hey, swim?
There's my mum actually.
Yeah.
My mum. Mum again.
God bless your mum.
It's a very nice lady, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, God bless your mum.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, go on, back to your prison foods.
Yeah.
What did you cook?
So, I can't really remember everyone, but there was some fucking horrible things.
I bet there was. Is it like slops and like porridge and shit like that?
So, the last one that we had was a Russian salmon porridge.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Was it salmon? What is it? What you get in the little tins? Is it
tuna?
No, sardines.
Sardines.
It was
and porridge.
Russian sardine porridge, and I love sardines, by the way, because when I was younger, my nana's.
I used to always have sardines
it
on toast.
I used to have it in the cans and that, ooh, and eat them in the tins. Sorry, the tins, not cans. So yeah, that was supposed to be like the worst one at the end, and I finished the bowl.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Anything else? Any nice ones in there that you felt were surprisingly?
Yeah,
nice?
That one. It was really nice.
No, it's just disgusting that I think.
Do you like porridge?
I don't mind it. Every now and then I have it for breakfast. It's good for you.
Do you want me to tell you something that'll change your life? Some porridge, chop bananas up, put it in there, get some honey, put it on. The best thing you'll ever have in your
life.
Is it? Oh my God, yeah.
Do you know what I might do actually tonight? Porridge, bit of Biscoff instead of honey, and just broken up banana.
Yeah. Is Biscoff good for you?
No, but it adds to the flavour, doesn't it?
Just don't put them in, you fat fuck. Just go a little bit without some fucking carbs.
Porridge is carbs.
Is it?
Yeah. It's oats. You fucking dick.
Sorry.
Thank you very much. Let's say we are cooking a 3-course meal for each other. Now, I have actually already been on Come Down With Me, YouTube edition. Chip, shout out to Burnt Chip.
I'd love to go on that.
Pardon?
I'd love to go on that.
on Come Down With Me, I don't think they'd invite you on.
Why?
Chip just doesn't like you.
No, I think he does.
When have you ever met him?
I've not. He follows me though. I hope he does. I really like Chip.
No, I honestly don't like you.
Really? Why?
I'm not getting to it, but he doesn't like you, mate. I'm going to be honest. So a three course meal, and let's say you were cooking it for... We won't go each other, that's boring. Let's say you're cooking it for my mum, and I'm cooking it for...
I just put dog food in the bowl. She'll fucking eat up. And bark after it like a good girl she is. Collar around her neck. Oh, fucking go on.
Have some fucking decorum.
Okay.
Anyway.
Isn't it mad? You did the ice bucket challenge with your mum.
Here we go.
And you mentioned my name, and she must have just been thinking when she was pouring the water on you. When you said my name, it must have just done flashbacks to the time she was making me that wet. Do you know what I think we should do? Ban mum jokes from the podcast from now on.
You're one of the only ones doing it.
I'm not, you've done a lot. I've been trying to roll back, and you've done a lot. And you've been moving on to my girlfriend and been saying things about her, and I don't appreciate it. So I feel like we should now put our hands in here and just stop.
Right, okay, no more mum jokes.
Can we hold hands at the same time?
Chill begging it. Back to the three course meal that you're cooking for my mum. What would you start with for starter?
Right, starter, I'm going prawns.
Okay, nice, she likes prawns.
I know.
What have we just said?
No, that wasn't a joke. I just know. Because you do.
Cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Crack on.
Then, I would go for a nice Sunday dinner.
Okay, interesting. Nice.
Yeah, a beautiful one.
She likes Sunday dinner.
I know. I don't know. A Marks and Spencer's one.
Right, okay, nice.
I'd treat her.
Dessert?
Then dessert, I will go for a chocolate fudge cake.
Ooh, it's too chocolatey for her.
Why?
Do you like chocolate?
No, but I'm adding a vanilla ice cream next to it that she can mix in and make it less chocolatey.
She might go with it, but again, she doesn't like things that are too chocolatey, I think.
Well, I'll eat it. And then I'll eat the dessert.
Yeah, man. I knew it was coming. We just said no more mum jokes.
Honestly, I know. But it just comes. But I put two in and it just comes. No, genuinely.
I'm just waiting.
I'm sorry. Genuinely, I'm sorry. After this podcast, no, from now, none. I'm done. Genuinely, I'm done.
It's very immature.
It is. It's fucking weird.
So just chill.
Right. Thank you. Go on. What would your free course be for my mum?
For your mum, I would start off with just some nibbly bits. Cocktail sausages, scotch eggs, sliced ham, bit of salad, cherry tomatoes. That's there for starters. You okay?
Then that was the main, a fucking boring starter.
It's a starter. What do you want me to do?
Just go on.
You just said prawns.
That's good.
Right, but that's just prawns, is that it?
No, with sauce.
What sauce?
Got your go.
Exactly, dickhead. Then for the main, I'd go out there. I'd go exquisite. I'd really take the boat out. Turkey, dinosaurs, beans and smiley faces.
That's an elite dinner.
Exactly. She'll love it. She'll love it. Right.
Oh, what was them? Do you know the... You know, you're gonna know what I'm talking about. They was in the freezer, and you had to like defrost them and heat them up. They're like, how can I explain them?
What you've just narrowed
they're
down
in a square,
there is
they're
to
in
everything
a square,
you put in a freezer.
They're in a square, like this, and then they got lines in them. Potato waffles.
Potato waffles.
Oh my god, them some microchips. You ever have microchips?
Fries to go.
Yeah, fries to go. You put what we used to do with microchips. You put them in a microwave, yeah? And then...
No shit.
And then you put tomato sauce on them.
Yeah.
Close it and then shake them.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. I never had them, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Potato waffles, some smiley faces or something. Or maybe alphabet spaghetti.
Alphabet spaghetti was underrated, I can't lie. Do you remember the little tins of meatball?
No.
Tins of meatballs.
I can't really think of that.
Nah, I was only joking. Anyway, shit. Shit, then.
Yeah.
And then for dessert, I'd probably give her a glove.
Go on. Why?
What?
Why? Why are you giving her a glove?
Do you know what glove stands for?
What?
Ginge loves overweight vermin hanging milfs. Don't even make sense, but I've gone with it. No, I'd actually give her a sticky toffee finger. Nah, sticky toffee pudding. Or I would bake her a nice sponge cake. Victorian sponge cake. Because they're really nice, then.
I've changed my dessert. Because you said it's too chocolate. I'd go for some spotted dick. I'd just draw some fucking circles on my dick before I put it in.
Honestly,
that was vulgar.
Disgusting.
It was vulgar. And I want to just clarify something. When I say, yeah, ma'am, I don't mean Michelle.
Who do you mean?
It's just a thing, yeah, ma'am. It's completely separate to your mum. Because I don't think of Michelle and think directed at her.
Okay, fair enough.
It's just your mum. It's not your mum.
Yeah.
It's your mum.
Fair enough. If there's one food that you'd eat for the rest of your life, what would it be? Mine would be chicken. You can have it grilled, you can have it southern fried, you can really mix it up.
Yeah, it's a cheat code, isn't it? But that includes the way you cook it, the sauce you put on it.
It doesn't, because that's not what I said.
No, but yeah, it does, because it's the food. No, it's
the food is chicken. So, because I've outplayed the system doesn't mean you have to try and change it.
Well, then mine's chicken and rice.
You can't have the same one.
You didn't say that?
I did. You can't have the same one. Mine's chicken, what's yours?
Steak. Cow. Mine's cow.
Name a food you can eat for the rest of your life.
You said chicken.
Cow.
You said chicken.
I think, honestly, on that note, we'll end this episode there. So thank you very, very much for watching the off-stream podcast with Taze and Ginge. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, please leave a like.
Sorry. I was just thinking the last voice.
Interrupt me again. Interrupt me again, sir.
Ooh, fucking slut. Shut up. Sorry.
Nah, honestly. You can end it. Fuck off.
Thank you so much for watching the Taze and Ginge off-stream podcast. Please make sure to like, comment and subscribe. You don't know how much it does help us. If you are listening on the audio platforms, please rate us a 5-star because we want to beat some of these fuckers in the race. In the race. In the competition. We want to beat them. So please rate us 5 stars. If you're listening on audio devices, if you're listening on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, and then go over to Spotify and places like that and rate us a 5-star if you really love us. Ginge.
Yeah.
Say you.
Au revoir.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.